My name is Emma Churchman. I live on the top of a 4,000-foot mountain in a tiny community of 300 people in rural Appalachia. When I moved to Western North Carolina 13 years ago, locals told me that the mountains always protect and provide for you. They offer shelter, food, and water. In the mountains, you are always safe. But all of that changed in September 2024 when Hurricane Helene devastated our area. In just a matter of hours, our entire community was destroyed. All roads and bridges were washed out. We lost power, internet, and cell phone service for a month. Many of our neighbors lost their homes or their properties were devastated or both. No one from the outside world could even get to us for 4 days. I had to figure out how to run my online business without being able to be online. When we realized what was happening, my husband Jeff and I knew that we had to help in whatever ways that we could. We began hiking 3 miles down our mountain every morning to our fire station to volunteer. Me as a trauma chaplain and Jeff with communications and supplies. After 10-hour days of helping, we would hike 3 miles back up our mountain, and we did that for a month. 9 months later, we are still living in an apocalyptic world with all of our roads still closed. Our bridges still need to be rebuilt. We just got mail service 2 weeks ago. But in the midst of all of that, I experienced personal trauma as well. See, there's a legacy of suicide in my family. My father died by suicide 26 years ago. My baby brother died by suicide 4 years ago. My brother Alex died by suicide 1 month before Hurricane Helene. And my brother Bryce died by suicide 2 weeks after the hurricane. Trauma does not discriminate, and it doesn't wait for a convenient time to strike. World events are speeding up. We are all impacted by challenges and traumatic events more and more frequently. We must learn how to process trauma as we are going through it. What I knew deep in my bones, in the midst of those compounded crises of the hurricane and my brother's death by suicide, is that they did not happen to me. They happened for me. That foundational orientation is what allowed me to thrive in the face of trauma. The truth is that in each moment, we create our reality and our identity. Our foundational orientation to our world and what happens impacts our capacity to navigate trauma and to be resilient leaders. Hurricane Helene became my greatest teacher about trauma, resilience, and the raw power of hope. And that's what I'm here to teach you too. I believe it is possible to shift from crisis to wisdom to build resilient business leadership. We don't need a natural disaster to experience a trauma in business. Sometimes it's a failed launch, a lost crisis, a health crisis, political or legal changes, a client stepping away, supply chain or market disruption. Every leader has faced their own hurricane. In fact, we are surrounded all the time by unexpected events. A recent study by KPMG indicated that 96% of organizations are undergoing some phase of transformation. The CEB Corporate Leadership Council found that a staggering 73% of organizations anticipate more change initiatives in the near future. You aren't just dealing with business challenges, you're navigating personal, political, and economic challenges. The next event is already on its way. Crisis management and trauma recovery are no longer just about surviving an isolated crisis situation. They are about emerging stronger, wiser, and more capable than before, so that we can continue to navigate this brave new world we're living in. I'm here to show you how your challenges, your personal hurricanes, can become the foundation of your greatest leadership wisdom. And that starts when you learn how to process trauma as you are going through it. That is what allows you to become mentally and emotionally resilient, fully capable of being the wise leader in the midst of crisis. As a nationally certified trauma chaplain, a Quaker minister, an executive mentor, a thought leader for trauma recovery and building resilient leaders, and the creator of a trauma recovery certification program, as well as best-selling author of 2 books on trauma recovery. I teach trauma recovery and mental and emotional resilience to organizations and leaders like you. I spent the last 25 years supporting you to become more resilient and to heal from traumatic situations. I'd love to get to know you and to support your trauma recovery.